coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
It's kind of an embarrassment of riches this week, Pam, because this is our second Tasting Tales of the week. We had one on Monday when we sampled the Sam Adams Winter White Ale.
Winter White? How was that?
It was great. Oh. Yeah, so good. And spicy, too.
Ooh.
I think you'd like it. We described it as quaffable.
Ooh, I like it.
And that was because we didn't do a Tasting Tales the previous week. Today, we're back on schedule.
All right.
With our regular Friday Tasting Tales brought to us by our friends at Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. And today, our guest in studio is, he looks pretty happy.
He does.
Over here.
He looks stoked.
He does. It's a Goodlands Extracts Baked Gingerbread High Soda. It's a 12-ounce can, and there are 10 milligrams of Delta-9 THC in this one.
So whopping 10.
We're going to sample that and tell you all about it.
All right.
In just a bit. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, December 5th.
The Sun Journal reports that 36-year-old Iman Osman, a Lewiston city councilor-elect, was indicted on charges of receiving stolen property and theft by unauthorized taking. The charges are connected to firearms or explosive devices obtained from two different estates. Mayor Carl Schlein has called for Osman's resignation.
The Maine Office of Cannabis Policy has issued a health and safety recall of cannabis flower and pre-roll products sold at 22 adult-use dispensaries, including some in Lewiston and Auburn. The recall includes flower and pre-rolls under the strain names Frosted Enigma and Gold Dust, as well as pre-rolls under the names Blackberry Pie, Sour Cookies, and Sweet Tarts. The products tested for unsafe levels of yeast, mold, microbials, and arsenic.
Central Maine Medical Center nurse Kaylee McGowan was a recent recipient of the DAISY Award. The international program recognizes nurses for their compassionate care and the difference they make in patients' lives. Kaylee was nominated for caring for a patient who could only vaguely describe his symptoms. Because of her persistence and unwavering advocacy, he was given the dignity of receiving the higher level of care he needed.
And a reminder that it is a festive weekend in the Twin Cities. Lewiston's Holiday at the Plaza is tomorrow from noon to 5 p.m. at Dufresne Plaza on Lisbon Street. Free parking, free admission, and free family fun. On Sunday, it's Auburn's Christmas Parade and Tree Lighting at 3:30 p.m. on Main Street and Festival Plaza. The tree lighting will take place at 4:15. You can enjoy photos with Santa, plus free hot cocoa and mittens.
Ooh, yeah.
It's festive time of year.
It's your favorite, Mark.
It's the best.
Like the weather?
Yes. Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
There's a lot of lovely things about this great state of Maine and the community we live in, but sometimes the weather is not one of them.
No.
Sunny and cold today. We'll have a high of 21 and a low of 0. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 31 and a low of 10. Cloudy on Sunday with highs in the upper 20s.
This morning it reminded me of that Ron White joke when he was doing a show in Maine and he brought his wife and they had an RV. And he went outside the RV to walk the dog and check the temperature. And it was 0 degrees. And his wife said, "What's the temperature?" And he said, "There isn't one." One of my favorite Ron White jokes. In sports, Junas Corposalo had 37 saves and Pavel Zacha scored a pair of goals to lead the Bruins over the St. Louis Blues 5-2. Boston will host the New Jersey Devils tomorrow at 7.
Derek White's 30 points led the Celtics over the Washington Wizards, 135-101. The Celtics will host the LA Lakers tonight at 7.
Bring it, LeBron.
Yeah.
Bring it. Bates College women's basketball suffered its first loss of the season to their arch rival, the Bowdoin Polar Bears, 77-70 in double overtime.
Man, that must have been a nail biter.
And I'll
you
tell you,
go?
Yeah, I didn't go, but I did see a highlight of how they made it to double overtime. Bates guard Megan Hughes made a half-court shot as time expired
no.
to tie the game and go to double overtime. Yeah.
Man.
It's crazy. So, yeah, check it out. If you look up Bates Athletics on Facebook, you can see that play. And our friend Aaron Morse, who's been on this show, who does the play-by-play for Bates, absolutely lost his mind.
I bet.
Just listening to the call is worth it.
Wow. So cool. Central Maine Community College men's basketball will host Paul Smith College tonight at 6 in Auburn.
Our Maine Nordiques visit the Johnstown Tomahawks tonight and tomorrow.
The Lewiston Maniacs host the Northern Maine Pioneers tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 7 at the Colisée in Lewiston.
And that is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is swimming to Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
People birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for December the 5th, shall we?
Sure.
All right. We're going to start off with actor turned race car driver Frankie Muniz, who is 40 years old today. He was Malcolm in Malcolm in the Middle and became a race car driver. He started in open wheel racing and competed in the Atlantic Championship and most recently competed in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, driving the number 33 Ford F-150. Singer and guitarist John Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls is 60 years old today. You a Goo Goo Dolls fan, fam?
I've seen the Goo Goo Dolls actually twice live. They were actually at Bourbon and Beyond in Kentucky last time I went. And I also saw them at the Dome in Portland. Do you know the indoor soccer field?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they played over there between 10 and 15 years ago. I don't know how long ago it was. But yeah, that was a pretty neat concert. And yeah, I like them.
Yeah, they're good. Some of their big hits include Iris, Slide, and Name. Actor Brian Backer, 69 years old today. He played Mark Rat Ratner in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You remember that movie?
Yes.
It was a classic.
It definitely is.
And then he went on to serious acting. He won in 81, he won a Tony Award for Best Performance by a Featured Actor in a Play for his role in Woody Allen's The Floating Light Bulb, in which he portrayed an Allen-like protagonist. And rounding out FPBs for December the 5th is singer Jim Messina of Loggins and Messina, who is 78 years old today. He wrote some songs with Kenny Loggins, the legend Kenny Loggins. And I know what you're waiting for, and I do want to clear up the confusion. But Jim Messina is actually the Messina in Loggins and Messina.
Okay.
I know there were a few people who thought he was Loggins.
I was not sure.
And I just want to clear that up
right now.
Their biggest hit is called Danny's Song, and just so we don't get sued too much, I'm going to play 3 seconds of it here.
Even though we ain't got money.
That's the one right there. I think we're well within FCC guidelines. There you go. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
All righty. 17 years ago in 2008, O.J. Simpson was sentenced to 33 years in prison after being convicted of armed robbery and kidnapping. He was granted parole and released in October of 2017 so he could continue searching for the real killer.
Too bad he never found him.
Yeah, I know.
He died.
I know. It's unfortunate.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Let's see, 29 years ago, 1996, Madeleine Albright was nominated as the first female Secretary of State. She served from January 1997 until 2001. Oh.
Look at this one.
Oh, 33 years ago in 1992, Ice Cube's album The Predator debuted at number one on both the pop and R&B charts. He was the first hardcore rapper to do it. That's the one with Check Yourself, and it was a good day.
It's always a good day when you don't have to use your AK.
I mean, that song is a classic.
They're both classics, right? Chickadee, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Definitely, yes.
Come on. Yeah, and then Ice Cube went on to make those Road Trip movies.
Yes, right. And isn't he in a series, or is that the other Ice guy? Ice Cube and Ice.
Oh, Ice T. Ice T. Yeah, he's in one of the cop shows.
Yeah.
How to keep track of all the ices.
And now we have a different kind of ice.
That's right. Yes.
41 years ago in 1984, Beverly Hills Cop was released. Did you watch the documentary on Eddie Murphy?
No.
I recommend it. He talks about how he was around, you know, a lot of hardcore drugs, obviously, in the 80s and the 80s mostly, because it was that was the time.
That was
know, Studio
time.
54 yeah. and yep. all of that. And he was 19, 20, early 20s, and he just said no.
Really?
He had no. He's like, I wasn't curious at all. Didn't have any desire. He didn't smoke marijuana until I think he said he was in his 30s.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's probably why he was so successful at a young age.
Right. But like when you watched Raw and Delirious stand up, never in a million years. I would be like sex, drugs, and rock and roll for that one.
That's right.
Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, he was great. The glory days of SNL.
Yeah.
He was doing like Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. Hard to believe. He was just like barely in his 20s.
I know.
At that time.
Yep. Crazy. Yeah, and he predicted too when he was a kid. His family said he would tell everybody he was going to be famous by the time he was 18. And he was like, I was close.
Wow.
It was like 19, I think he... Yeah. He skyrocketed. But
amazing.
45 years ago in 1980, John Lennon gave what would be his last interview. It was with Rolling Stone magazine. 3 days later, he was shot and killed.
And that famous photograph, the cover photo of Rolling Stone with John and Yoko Ono wearing no clothes, was the last photo taken of
Crazy.
Them.
70 years ago in 1955, the black community of Montgomery, Alabama, launched their bus boycott. Most of them couldn't afford cars and relied on the city buses, but for over a year they refused to ride them, which was in response to the arrest of the great Rosa Parks, who refused to give up her seat to a white man.
Started a revolution.
Mm-hmm. Go Rosa. 92 years ago, 1933, Prohibition ended at 5:32. Wow, they have an exact time.
People were waiting a long time.
Tick-tock. 5:32 p.m. as Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment that had outlawed all booze for nearly 14 years.
See, if not for the work of those great people, we wouldn't have Tasting Tales.
Tasting Tales. What would it would be all THC.
Yeah, or non-alks, or, right. You know.
What are we tasting today?
What are we doing?
Lemonade! And finally, 171 years ago in 1854, Aaron Allen patented a folding theater chair.
Now if they just wouldn't put them so close together.
Mm.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for December the 5th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Teach your kids to never chat online with anyone that they haven't met. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Dirigo Federal Credit Union is proud to call Lewiston Auburn home. Whether you're buying a house, saving for the future, or growing your business, we're here for you, right where you live. Visit dirigofcu.com and feel the difference of a credit union that truly knows LA.
Now, we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, this lovely-looking gingerbread.
Do we want to give him a name?
Let's,
George?
How about Toasty?
Toasty.
Toasty the gingerbread man. The artwork on this can is incredible. Like, Pam and I both agree. If you want to check it out online, go check out goodlandextracts.com. It's baked gingerbread high soda, Delta 9 THC, 10 milligrams in this can, a serving size. This is a 12-ounce can, and a serving size is 6 ounces, so you're only consuming 5 milligrams, which is pretty modest, I think, for most people.
Yeah.
And they say, catch him while you can. Santa's secret stash is sweet, spicy, and ready to party. Packed with fizzy cheer, a kick of real ginger, warming allspice, cozy cinnamon, and brown sugar baked together and finished with a touch of vanilla. It's naughty, nice, and sure to bring the holiday spirit. This is a limited edition flavor. It's very festive. It's for the holiday season, obviously. And you must be 21 or older to purchase.
I don't know if you talked about this in your last Tasting Tales when you had a THC beverage. Did you know, and did our listeners know, that Rupert's has the largest selection of THC-infused drinks? Yeah, so they have different levels of milligrams per can, of different flavors, different brands. And this just happens to be a very festive one for the month of December.
Yeah, and Rupert's also carry all the Baxter Delta 9s as well. Like I think we sampled all of them on this show.
We have.
The Pineapple Express, the Blueberry Kush, and Among Us.
Among Us, yeah.
That was a good one.
Gave me the munchies.
All right.
All right, are you ready to
Cheers.
Do this? Oh, look, you aren't scared.
Well, you said that was it for you, so I think we're not going to leave an open can laying around. Now, full disclosure here.
Oh, my God.
I know.
It's so good.
I know. Full disclosure, I told Pam yesterday that I have already tried this because when Jen Grace came in and dropped off our haul for the month, this is the one I couldn't wait to try. So I picked some up for our Thanksgiving dinner, and I knew going in that this was amazing. And I was just, Pam agrees.
It's not too sweet. That's what I'm always afraid of, that it's going to be too sweet, and I don't want to finish drinking it because I just can't do sugary drinks anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's not at all, and it has the perfect gingerbread flavor to it.
Yep. This is perfection.
I think I know what my nightcap tonight is going to be.
Yeah.
So I'm on another website that gives descriptions of products they sell. And I like their, I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's a little bit long, but this THC edible offers a smooth, uplifting onset design for relaxation, creativity, and stress relief. Ideal for evening unwinding or enhancing seasonal gatherings. It provides a consistent 10 milligram dose for controlled enjoyment. Perfect for those who appreciate dessert style edibles. Yes, I agree.
Yep. This checks all the boxes.
Yeah, 100%.
So I have here, Pam, five things that can force you into the Christmas spirit.
Is this something you looked up for your own?
Not necessarily, but I figured it probably does apply to me. As our loyal listeners know, I'm not the biggest holiday guy. Christmas is something that when it rolls around, I just listen for my wife to tell me where to be and when to be there. And I'm there and everybody's happy.
But do you enjoy it while you're there?
I enjoy the social aspect of it. I just like it much better now because the kids are grown and Sherry and I never made Christmas about us. We're like, it's always about the kids. And now that the kids are grown, we just do really simple stuff. She'll fill a stocking for them.
Yeah.
We'll do just a couple of presents each and that's it.
Yeah.
And we hang out and we enjoy
each other. It's about the food and drink and company. Yeah.
Yeah. We enjoy each other's company. Just like the party we have here. I signed up that I was going to bring in some snickerdoodles and some mini cheesecakes.
Love it.
So then I sent Sherry a text that she has to make snickerdoodles and mini cheesecakes. And she's all about it. So yeah, looking forward to that as well. So here are five things that can force you into the Christmas spirit. Number one is what they call the usual suspects, like putting your tree up, tossing some lights on the house, and listening to Christmas music. I mean, I think some people can't wait for that stuff. Some people are just waiting for Thanksgiving to end so they can put their tree up and decorations and all that.
For sure. And I think some people actually, we put our tree up before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah. And Kevin kind of gave you a hard time about it.
A little bit, yeah. But so we had Alex, and we weren't going to have him until after Thanksgiving, and he wanted to put the tree up. So I was like, well, that was my excuse. So we did it, and it wasn't bad. And we only had three people come over for Thanksgiving, and they all enjoyed the tree.
Yeah,
so it was
great.
That's
cool. The other one is wrap a few gifts.
Oh, no.
No? When do you like do your wrapping all in one shot?
Yes. Yeah, so I wait till I'm done my shopping, which sometimes is very bad because because I can't, if I wrap things beforehand, then I forget.
Yes.
I need to see it all, break it up. Like, what am I missing? What do I need?
Sherry and I have had to unwrap presents before to see what they were. Because, like, did we already buy this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember. You're not keeping a spreadsheet. Some people probably do.
But I think some people do. Number three is something we're doing here on the podcast. Eat or drink something festive.
I mean, just go to Rupert's and pick whatever you like.
Yeah, I'm sure the end caps are really going to help you out over there because they do a great job of keeping those up to date.
You know, if you're going there for something you heard us trying, tell them.
Yeah.
Be like, hey.
Let them know.
I heard this on Lydia's Lunch Bunch Tasting Tales.
That's right.
They told me to buy this. It better be good.
If it's not, they're going to hear about it. Number four is go ice skating.
No, absolutely not. That does the opposite for me.
They say it might kickstart some nostalgia for you.
I didn't ice skate when I was a kid, so. No.
I think I've probably had skates on my feet maybe 4 or 5 times in my life, and it never caught on.
Yeah, no, my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Trevor's senior year in high school, we went to New York City for Christmas, which was like, I was super excited for just to kind of experience that whole thing, Rockefeller Center, and just New York in general. That was his gift for that Christmas. You know, it was like, no gifts. Like, this is what we're doing. Yeah. And, you know, I love stockings. So, of course, we did Christmas stockings. But anyway, that year it was 70 plus degrees in New York.
Oh.
Like while we were there for, I think, 4 days or so.
Yep.
And it was 60 plus. And I think Christmas Eve and Christmas Day was literally like 72, 75. Trevor was walking around in a tank top. It kind of took a little bit away from the Christmas feeling, but I didn't hate it. Yeah. I'll say if it would have been 20 or 15, 20 degrees, I would have been miserable. It would have been terrible.
Yeah.
But we would have seen ice skaters. But Rockefeller Center was, there was no ice skaters, no. None of that. The tree was up, so.
Yeah, if it's 70 degrees and you want to hang some Christmas lights, that's my jam right there.
I'll watch people ice skate. That might get me in the spirit, but I don't personally want to go ice skate. I'm just scared I'm going to break something.
Yeah, same. That's why I don't ski. I've had skis on once in my life and decided it's not for me.
Not for me.
Number five of the five things that can force you into the Christmas spirit is watch your favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, I knew that'd be on there. What's your favorite Christmas movie, Mark?
It is
Die Hard?
No, it is without question National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yes. However,
Sarah's least favorite.
However, tied for second place is The Muppet Christmas Carol with Michael Caine, which is fantastic, and Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Emmett Otter. I watched that. Brings back nostalgia right there.
That's so well done.
Great movie.
Yeah.
If they did that now, they should redo that one.
I don't know. I think it's perfect as it is. Yeah. It's so great. Sherry got me into that last year. She would watch
it. You had never seen it before last year?
No.
I grew up with Emmett Otter.
Yeah, so did Sherry.
I wanted to play the washboard.
Yeah. She kept telling me, you got to watch this. It's great. I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's a Christmas movie. I'm not really into it. And then last year, it was funny. Last year, we made it a point to like watch those horrible romantic Christmas specials.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up watching 10 to 15 of them. I definitely think the movies do more for me than anything.
Anything else.
I think, yeah.
I did put up on our Facebook for people to look for new ads in the December Digest because they're all out and delivered and our digital edition is up. And if they can comment on the post that a new ad that wasn't in November, they are entered for a chance to win 4 tickets to either A Christmas Carol at the Public Theater or the Sights and Sounds of Christmas at the Franco Center.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So that will get you in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. And shout out to our delivery drivers as well.
100%. This week was tricky with the storm we had on Tuesday. Yep.
So they're out there doing a great job and delivering all the digests to all the locations that carry it. And speaking of new ads and new sponsors, we want to welcome Dirigo Federal Credit Union to the podcast as a new advertiser.
I love them. They're super big supporters of us. And Marcello is just a treat.
He sure is.
I'm so bummed I missed them yesterday.
Talk about brightening a room with your presence.
Yes.
Marcello from Dirigo FCU can do that in his sleep.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Let's close out the show with three random questions.
Okay.
What do you say? All right. Outside of your phone, what is a material item that you just can't give up?
I mean, my car?
Yeah.
Does well, that count?
Yeah, that's more of a necessity.
You don't think a phone is a necessity?
Well, everyone's going to say phone.
Right. True.
One of our guests said coffee.
Well, so I was thinking my coffee machine, is that so, but that's not a material.
Yeah, there's no rules.
Yeah. So, I mean, coffee for sure.
Yeah.
Because I was like, at first I was going to say my coffee machine, but I was like, well, I have a French press and I actually love making French press coffee. But if we're going just like a food or drink item, yeah, coffee. I just love it. I don't drink it for the caffeine. I actually should probably start drinking decaffeinated. Mm-hmm. I just love the flavor and the taste. And
And you drink good coffee too.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Quality coffee. You're not like me. You know.
I don't buy the Chock Full of Nuts. Isn't that a brand?
It is.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
None of that for me.
All right. Quality coffee. And I was thinking about this question too. And especially this time of year, I came up with my camera because photography helps get me through the winter, going to shoot basketball and hockey games. And it gives me something to do during the winter. So I think,
Great, especially hobby. This
time of year.
Yeah. Nice.
It's my camera.
All right. I will keep with the festive theme. You're going to have two answers for this one, though.
All right.
Tell me the best and the worst Yankee Swap or White Elephant or whatever gift that you could possibly get. So we're talking typically their $20, $25 range. Yep. What would be the worst gift for you to end up with and what would be the best?
Well, I think for the worst, I can share this story because it is a gift for Yankee Swap that I purchased and absolutely no one wanted it. It was, I think it was a $10 limit, and there were about...
That's rough. 10?
Yeah.
10's rough.
Yeah. I would say there were 15 people at this party, maybe 20, and I purchased a foot egg scraper.
Oh, Jesus.
Obviously as a joke, but absolutely no one wanted it.
Well, now...
I think I ended up going home with it.
See, that's what you have to like prepare for. Like, would I utilize this if I end up with it? That's kind of what I think about when I am buying my
my
gift.
Are you trying to tell me that in a group of 20 people, not one of them needs their feet scraped?
They don't want anybody to know.
Right. That's true. That's true. So, yeah, that...
Wow, I could really use this right now. Thanks.
And
then everybody's starting to think about your feet. They're
right.
Like, you know, no.
Yeah. And you got nasty feet. And the best, I mean, not that I want to pander, but I would say if it's a $20 limit for me, probably a gift card to Rupert's. Because
did they pay you to say that?
They did not pay me to say that, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, like especially like when you can choose whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like I used to tell Steve Roop, and not that you do this with $20 at Rooper's, but it could help. I told Steve, you know, it's going to be a good day when you walk into Rooper's and the first thing you do is grab a cart.
You know, it's, $20 discount on, you know, $100 purchase is nice.
Sure.
100%.
All right. What's yours? You got to answer this.
I'm going to answer that too. I think the worst... I mean, the egg foot thing would be terrible, but it would be funny. So it kind of gives points in that aspect.
Yeah.
So I think like something homemade that I wouldn't want to eat. I'm trying to think of like something in particular. Yeah. And I don't want to say like fruitcake, but something along those lines, like... You're stuck with it. And especially if you're not really familiar with the person that made it.
Yep.
I think that would be one of my least favorite things to receive is something homemade by someone I don't really know.
Yeah.
And the best, I would have to say it's a toss-up, between, I would say, a gift card to anywhere, like, that I typically go. Because, like you said, it's like a $20 discount whenever the next time you go there. Or scratch tickets. I think scratch tickets are always fun.
Scratch tickets are great.
No brainer. Can't lose.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can lose. You probably are going to lose, but
chances are they're just fun.
The odds are not in your favor.
All right, Pam, we'll wrap it up with this one. Board games, card games, or puzzles?
I'm going to say card games. We play Yahtzee a lot, but like secondary is either this game we play. It's called Play Nine. So it's like a golf card game.
Oh,
so
cool.
Yeah. Cards. But also for a long time, we'd be at any kind of friend gathering kind of thing. We'd always kind of play scat at the end of the night. So that was,
familiar with that one, too. Yeah.
So card games.
Yeah, same here. I would say card games, too. I grew up playing cards. My grandmother was, every time she would come over, we'd just clear the table, and her and my mom and my sister, and we'd all sit down together and just play cards for it was a quarter a game.
Yeah.
All night long.
Yeah.
And I was young, I don't know, 10, 9, 10, 11, when I started playing cards with my grandmother, and like I would leave the table with like $6.
Yeah.
And feel like I was the richest kid in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, especially when it doesn't matter, quarters, dollars, whatever. It's always fun to be the winner.
Yeah.
I like scat for the particular reason that you can play it and still have a conversation.
Yes.
You're not like so distracted by what you need to do that you can't talk to the people around the table. So I like to play card games where you don't have to, you know, either stay. Like, poker's tough. You have to watch what other people are doing. And you do kind of have to do in scat as well. You need to watch what other people are taking or putting down and things like that, but not to the extent of poker.
Right.
And other games, like cribbage. Cribbage is another one, too, that I feel like you're always counting and you're thinking about, what could I possibly get to...
Yeah.
For my crib, or, all those things. So those are tough to play when you want to still have a conversation.
Right. Just hang out or drink some baked gingerbread, right? Some nights I'd walk away from the table at $6, and other nights my grandmother would win all my money and not bat an eye. She'd just look at me.
You win some, you lose some. Yeah. There's your life lesson.
Learn how to play better. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, as Dirigo Federal Credit Union decided to do recently, you can reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.